impeachment of an American president ever. The House of Representatives appears ready to approve two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. This with the failure of a Republican motion to adjourn and a succession of other delaying tactics. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Presidential historian Barbara Perry says the nation should try to avoid removing a democratically elected president unless absolutely warranted.
We present you not just with high crimes and misdemeanors, but a constitutional crime in progress.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says the president's already subverted democracy and is still trying to invite foreign election interference.
The majority is seeking to remove the president over something that didn't happen.
Republican Tom Cole says there's no reason to impeach the president, who says Democrats are doing what they say he did, abusing power.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Helping lead the Democrats' impeachment drive is Congressman Jim McGovern.
The president, a succession to the same office as George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, betrayed his oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. These aren't opinions. These are uncontested facts.
On the Republican side, Congressman Tom Cole.
Today, after a truncated investigation that denied the president due process, cherry-picked evidence and witness testimony to fit their narrative, and trampled on Republicans' minority rights, Democrats in the House are pressing forward with a partisan impeachment vote.
Today's House vote is expected to follow straight party lines, with the Democrats for and the Republicans against. Ironically, it could happen around the time President Trump is addressing a re-election campaign rally in Michigan. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. In the business world, Fiat Chrysler and PSA Peugeot have signed a deal for a 50-50 merger, creating the world's fourth largest automaker. Here's AP Correspondent.